Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Mennonite School senior Emma Beachy, who has been named as a semifinalist for the National Merit Scholar Program. I also interviewed her this summer when she got a perfect score on the ACT test.
How does it feel to be named as one of the semifinalists, especially when you're representing less than 1% of high school seniors as far as highest academically achieving, you know, students in the country?
I mean, obviously it feels pretty great to hear that. It's kind of surreal to hear it put in those terms, I guess. I don't really think about that on a regular basis, so yeah. It's pretty exciting, I think.
What did you have necessarily in your mind when you were thinking, I'm going to take this test?
I wasn't really expecting national merit or necessarily striving for that. I was definitely trying to do my best on the test for sure. I knew that was a possibility, but I didn't really know whether I would have a chance or not at qualifying when I was taking it.
There's now a multitude of things you have to do for the next step in this program, this process. Have you taken the official SAT yet?
Yes, I have taken the SAT. I took it in August. So,
yeah. How do you feel after taking that, if it was, you know, kind of pretty similar experience to taking the practice version?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty close, like the same format and everything. So I knew what to expect a little bit. So that was nice.
Have you received the scores back from that yet?
I don't know yet what the scores are.
Okay. Do you know when you're anticipated to get those back?
It should be pretty soon, I think.
And you have to, as well as submitting your activities you've been a part of and all of your, you know, academic record and so on and so forth, you also have to write an essay stating why should you be a finalist for the Merit Scholarship Program. I wonder, have you started thinking about the essay or what kind of message you're thinking of trying to write with the essay?
I have looked a little bit at the essay. I'm still sort of in the kind of outlining thinking process. I would say what I really want to get across is that I care a lot about academics and about school, and that it's really important to me striving to do my best and trying to succeed.
What, about a month into school year? How is it going so far for your senior year?
It's going really well. I have a lot of great classes. Yeah, I'm really, really excited, really looking forward to my last year.
What sports or different extracurriculars are taking up your time currently?
So right now, I'm practicing for Anne of Green Gables, our school musical. I'm also involved still in piano, in band. I'm part of Compassion Club.
I'm just curious, what does, because I heard about Compassion Club, but I don't know, what do you guys do?
So Compassion Club is pretty much a volunteer group. So we sponsor two children in Central America, helping them go to school, have good nutrition, that sort of thing. We also do different just service projects in the community. We're helping at the free lunch program in Iowa City this Saturday. We pack school kits for MCC. Yeah, we're just involved in lots of different charity work.
I'm a bit familiar with Anne of Green Gables. I'm just curious, which character are you playing in that?
I'm playing Marilla Cuthbert. So I'm the older lady who takes the orphan Anne into her house.
And I know last time I asked you what you were thinking of colleges and what you want to study. What is the current status on what you're thinking of studying or going to school?
So I'm currently still thinking history and music. At this point, I'm looking at three of the Mennonite colleges, Eastern Mennonite, Bethel, and Goshen.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with National Merit Scholar semifinalist Emma Beachy. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.